Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
Just over the mountain is the promised land. Lies that holy city built by God's own hand. As our weary footsteps gain the mountain's crest, we can view our homeland of eternal rest. We are nearing home. We are nearing home. See the splendor gleaming from the domes afar. See the glory streaming through the gates ajar. Very soon we'll enter, nevermore to roam. Hear the angels singing, we are nearing home. We are nearing home. Those who enter the city are the faithful few, who keep God's commandments, faith of Jesus too. There we'll lift our voices through the endless days in sweet songs of gladness and eternal. Very soon we'll enter, nevermore to roam. Hear the angels singing, we are nearing home. We are nearing home.
Speaks his word to my anxious heart. Christ now reigns eternally. Name above all names, all will hail and bow the knee before the King of Kings. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All will hail and bow the knee before the King of Kings.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Yes, Jesus, love.
invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
Mystery of the cross I cannot comprehend, the agonies of Calvary.
You, the perfect Holy One, crushed your Son.
satisfied. Jesus, thank you. Once your enemy, now seated at your table. Jesus, thank you.
Father of my soul, I want to live for you.
Father of my soul,
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled Concert in the Middle of Nowhere. Jeremiah 31:13 says, "For I will turn their mourning to joy, will comfort them and make them rejoice rather than sorrow." Travelling in the winter through Colorado can often mean trouble, but when you add a van full of teenagers and mechanical problems, you develop the perfect opportunity for a miracle. That is exactly what happened one bitter cold Sunday morning. The tired Daystar Academy choir members slowly awakened as their van slowed down to exit off the interstate for fuel. It was early morning and they were about halfway through a 12-hour trip. As they stopped at the stop sign, the van began to make a strange noise. Something was terribly wrong. The van limped to a gas station and stopped. After the driving through the night, the students and staff were disappointed by this delay. Worse yet, they were in a small town in the middle of nowhere. Help would be hard to find. After a few phone calls, the staff realised that they would have to wait 8 to 9 hours for help from Daystar Academy. It was then that Mr. Hicks, the choir director, decided to make a few additional phone calls. Opening the phone book, he found the number of a local non-denominational church and asked if they would like a concert. They were delighted and soon came to pick up the students at the truck stop. It was a small congregation, but each of the members was thrilled to have the students there. The pastor preached a sermon that inspired the students. Then, tired as the students were, they gave a wonderful concert. God bless their efforts. Hearts were touched and tears sprang up in the eyes of the congregation. One man even shared with them that he had had a dream that a group of youth came to their church and a revival followed. After the concert, the students and congregation shared in both fellowship and a wonderful meal. By that time, arrangements had been made for all the students to go to the home of one of the students' grandparents. It was a joyful group that the grandparents picked up, for trials had turned into blessings. Now the students were rejoicing because their van had broken down on a now not so bitter cold Sunday morning in what was no longer the middle of nowhere. It was definitely somewhere. Somewhere in a little town where God had a big plan with some very special people and a miraculous event. A reflection associated with this story comes from The Desire of Ages, page 301. Blessed are the meek. The difficulties we have to encounter may be very much lessened by that meekness which hides itself in Christ. If we possess the humility of our Master, we shall rise above the slights, the rebuffs, the annoyances to which we are daily exposed, and they will cease to cast a gloom over the spirit. The highest evidence of nobility in a Christian is self-control. He who under abuse or cruelty fails to maintain a calm and trustful spirit robs God of his right to reveal in him his own perfection of character. Lowliness of heart is the strength that gives victory to the followers of Christ. It is the token of their connection with the courts above. Concert in the Middle of Nowhere was written by Wendy Harris, who was the director of marketing at Daystar Academy in Castle Valley, Utah, when she wrote this story. You can visit daystaradventistacademy.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Approximately half of the psalms were written by David, and this is another one of his psalms, Psalm 15. And the subject for this psalm is Those Who May Live with the Lord. Lord, who may live in your dwelling place, and who may abide in your great heaven? Only they who live an upright life, who do righteous deeds and who speak the truth in all they say. Only they who are not slanderous in their words, who commit no wrong against their neighbours, nor would ever think of hurting a friend. Only they who shun a despicable person, honouring those who reverence the Lord, who is true to their word, though they suffer for it. Such a person makes a loan, not expecting any gain, and does not accept a bribe to advance their cause. Such a person shall stand firm before the Lord.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.